you're waiting for things to get better, all it's going to do is make it worse. I promise you that. Hey friends, welcome back to the Why Would I Say That podcast. It's your girl, Tiara, and today I want to talk about things getting better. Because a lot of the times people think they're going to wake up one day and things are just going to get better. They're going to wake up with motivation. They're going to want to do things one day. Like, it's just going to happen. You're going to snap your fingers and wake up and be like, life is fine today. Everything's great. Girl, you're in for a rude awakening. Take it from me. Please take it from me. It's why I make this type of content. I'm telling you this because it's true. And I've been there. If you're new here, I have borderline personality disorder. And what that is the instability is moods, behaviors, and relationships. So obviously, I'm a little unstable. Things be happening sometimes. I have a personality disorder. What can I say? So I'm not a stranger to falling into depression or getting stuck when something goes wrong. I think having borderline personality disorder is just like being any other normal human being, except my emotions are on steroids. Not to say that, like, I have it worse, but, like, we're talking about borderline personality disorder. So if someone is struggling with borderline personality disorder, think of normal emotions times 10. Make it worse. Make it 10 times the normal emotion. So if you relate with BPD, it's probably because, yeah, you do. People with BPD literally experience the normal human experience just on emotional steroids. So like for me, no matter the breakup, it's a friendship breakup, an actual breakup, love of my life, not love of my life, I always think it's the end of the world and the earth is shattering and my life cannot go on, and it's not going to go on. Every mistake that I make, my brain conceptualizes it as, never do that ever again. Don't even try again. You can't do it. You can't do it at all. Very loud, very mean, very sucky. Everything feels like everything and nothing at the same time. I don't know how else to explain it. Just everything is everything all of the time. And it's really easy to get caught up in those like thought processes and like create cycles to get like stuck in those feelings or feel like you're trapped in those feelings or feeling like it never is going to end. So I want to make this video and this podcast to give you advice that has actually helped me and not just ride the wave, it'll end soon. Because waiting in it does make it worse. And if you're waiting for it to get better, again, you're in for a rude awakening. Things don't get better unless you make them better. Before I knew I had borderline personality disorder, and I was undiagnosed at the time, so I had borderline personality disorder, just very much just not getting help for it. I was always waiting for things to change and like things to get better and like my life to get better and just anything to feel better. I was just waiting for anything to like come and save me or whatever. In the past, when I was like in a really, really bad, like depressive episode that lasted me years and years and years, I remember at that time I was dating someone and I would wake up every day and be like, it's gonna get better. I know that one day I'm just gonna wake up and it gets better. Like word for word, I used to say that. In my past, like I'd be like, oh yeah, I would just go through phases of depression, then happiness, then drama, then not so much drama. I would just go through certain phases. So I'm like, this depression phase will end. It just will. I don't have to do any work for it. It's gonna end. Well, that lasted me a good 3 to 4 years of sitting in the same feeling and mind state that I've been in, because I was just waiting for like something to come knocking on the door just to make me feel better. Like, of course, emotions are gonna ebb and flow. They were not ebbing and flowing, and I was doing the same thing every single day, expecting a different outcome or a different feeling state. And newsflash, that did not happen. It did not work. Not happening. Not working. And I literally did not know what to do, because everyone told me like, oh, feelings will pass. Just ride the wave. Do the thing. Like one day it'll all click. It wasn't clicking. Nothing up here was clicking, and I could not get out of that mind state like at all. What I didn't realize at the time, this is my brain's coping mechanism. Even though it wasn't like making me healthier, it was my brain's way of coping. Most people talk about survival instincts in the sense of fight or flight. Your girl does not fight or flight, because there's a third one, and it is called freeze, and that is what I was stuck in. A lot of the times when you're stuck in that like waiting period for everything to get better, or you're like, oh, I'm gonna wait on this to do that, like I should wait, I don't have this yet, I'm not doing that yet, whatever it may be, whatever you're waiting on for it to get better, for you to start doing something, you're in freeze. It's your brain's way to make yourself feel safe. Even though if you feel unsafe, you feel depressed, you feel all those things, it's your brain's way of keeping you safe from whatever you are fearing. So you're fearing something on the other side. When you're stuck in freeze, at least for somebody like me, I'm always waiting until I feel ready enough to do something, or stable enough, or motivated enough. But I want to let you in on a little secret. Motivation is a myth. It is not real. Stable enough is not real. Feeling ready is not real. None of that is real. The first time you do something, it's scary. You're not going to feel ready. You're going to feel like you had to do 10 other things before you did that one thing in order to feel ready. Like, you just aren't going to feel ready. And then when you're doing something the first time, a lot of the times it's scary because it's kind of like, oh my God, your brain has never felt this way before. It's never done this thing before. You never thought that way before. So it's not going to feel ready to do it. It's just not, because it's not your normal. And your brain's freaking out because, like, hey, this isn't your normal. So I see it as a threat. Feeling ready enough, stable enough, or motivated enough is not a real thing. You think that when I was in my worst depression, I was just like, yes, I want to get up and wash my face and brush my teeth and go for a walk. Yeah, I want to. Like, yeah, I wanted to, but I didn't feel motivated to. And so I just kept laying there and doing absolutely nothing. Like, at least I thought I wanted to, but again, I was stuck in freeze and I was like, oh, I want to do all these things, but I can't. Because your brain is just catastrophizing everything. Like, I know it sounds like if you want to go do that, you should go do that, but it doesn't feel that way. But your brain literally convinces you when you're in freeze that, like, you're not capable, you're not good enough, and it's safer to sit where you're at because you're only good for that. I don't think I'm explaining this very well, but that's like the only way I know how to explain it. Because it feels like you're not growing, you're not progressing. You literally feel dissociated. It's like you're sitting here and you're watching everything move while you're stuck there. And it's like in the back of your mind, you know you want to do the things that people are doing around you, but you feel like you can't. You feel so stuck. And it's like, you feel like in your brain that you aren't capable of doing those things. All the negative self-talk while being stuck in freeze further worsens the cycle. Like, your brain is validifying all the bad things in your brain because you're just stuck there. Personally, most of my life I've been like stuck in freeze and like just waiting on anyone to tell me what to do, what I should do, what my life should be like, how I should talk, literally everything about myself, I feel like I have been stuck in freeze one time or another. I really don't know how to explain this. It's just like, you just really feel dissociated and you're just waiting for someone to like pull you up and like give you a rule book and a to-do list of how to live this perfect life. But until I get there, I'm just going to sit on freeze because I don't know what to do. But that's what it felt like for me literally my entire life, that I've just been waiting on someone to give me this like perfect little rule book. But at the end of the day, you have to remember, in the nicest, you got to, I hate saying this to you guys because I wish in a perfect world that this was true, but like, no one's coming to save you. No one's going to pull you up and knock you out of freeze. You aren't going to knock yourself out of freeze unless you do something to change your thought patterns. Wow, this episode is a little harder than I thought to make. As much as I would love to tell you in a perfect world, someone is going to save you. You're just one day going to wake up and not be in freeze anymore. Like, you're going to start living life for yourself. You're going to start feeling better. You're no longer going to be depressed. Someone's going to come and save you and tell you exactly how to do it. Life kicked me right in the head. Bonk hit me right in the head when I found out that no one was going to save me, and I had to save me because it's my life and I'm writing the story. Snapping yourself out of freeze is definitely really, really hard, but I think these are the biggest tips that have helped me snap myself out of freeze, and I think it could help so many people, no matter if you're dealing with borderline personality disorder like me, you're just dealing with life stressors, you're just trying to get to a goal, except you're stuck waiting on that goal. I feel like these tips are the tips that help me the most in like a real life standpoint, not just like some textbook being like, oh, when you go for a walk, you'll come home and you feel better. What? That's not necessarily true for everyone. Like, I try to give you advice on things that like really, really helped me. It might be like unconventional to one person, but they're very conventional to me. So I want to share them with you guys to hopefully get you stuck out of freeze, because these are the tips that literally worked for me and I live by day. Rich in Return is helping me reach my goals, live a better life, live a more full life, live a happier life, and I just want to be able to give that to you guys as well. If you are stuck in the mindset of freeze, my best advice to you is try to do 1% better every single day, or 1% towards your goal every single day. Just 1%. It feels like nothing when you start doing it. It feels like 1% is nothing. It's like, okay, if you're in a spot where you're really, really depressed, you don't know how to get out of your depression, you haven't showered, you don't brush your teeth. Girl, I've been there. I know to the normal person, be like, ooh, you're so nasty. Just get up and shower. Like, sometimes it's not that easy. So if you are in a space where it's like, I want to get out of my depression, so tomorrow I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to shower, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to make all 3 meals, I'm going to do all that. Stop it. You are going to burn out because you're not used to that. You've been laying down, you've been resting a lot, you've been sleeping a lot. Your body isn't used to that yet, and you need to give your brain proof that you can get through it. So your 1% better is going to be, okay, you haven't been showering and brushing your teeth. Your 1% better tomorrow is to literally just brush your teeth and get in the shower. And you know what? You can go back to bed after that, because why? You did better than you did yesterday. Make it a non-negotiable. And then over time, it's like, okay, for this now, like the next 3 days, I've been showering, I've been brushing my teeth, I've been doing all these things. Perfect. What's your next 1%? So now we can get 2% better. You'll be on your second percent without even realizing, because you've now instilled in your brain, like, hey, I can get up and shower and I can brush my teeth. Oh, cool. Maybe I can do other things too. Then your 2% will happen. Okay, I showered and brushed my teeth. Maybe I'll make myself a nice meal today. Self-care queen. Oh my God. Then you do that for the next whole week. Your brain is now starting to believe that you can do more. So then guess what? Now that you're showering and brushing your teeth and you made your first meal of the day, you might now want to go on a walk around the block. You might only go around the block. You might not do 5 freaking miles. Still 2% better now. And then after that, over time, you're just going to add in more and more and more, because what your brain is doing is saying, like, hey, it's safe to do this. Hey, I can do this. You're giving yourself positive reinforcement by doing 1% better. But if you were to overwhelm yourself to say, I'm going to be 100% better tomorrow, you're only going to be like 80% better tomorrow, and then you're going to burn out and never do it again, because you're not creating the habits over time to convince your brain, like, hey, everything is okay and I can do this, because you are overwhelming yourself with things that you don't know in day one. Stop it. On day one, only do 1%. Add 1% over time, and all of a sudden you have this whole avalanche, and you're going to wake up one day and be like, huh, it did get better. But not by the grace of God. It got better because you did what you needed to do to prove to yourself that you can do those things. And that's how it gets better, is by showing up 1% better every single day. And I'm going to be honest with you, you're not necessarily going to want to at first. You're not going to feel motivated. You're not going to want to do it. That is literally the reality of it. But if you want to change your life, you better get up and do your 1%. I hope that didn't come off harsh, because I really am trying to help you. I just need you to have that instilled in your brain, that stop trying to do everything at once. 1% better is still better. If I was laying in bed depressed all day today, and tomorrow I got up and did something, that's better than yesterday. Just because I didn't do all the things does not make me not better. I am doing better because I did better today. 1% better is still better. Do better. Just 1%. I'm not asking you to flip your life upside down tomorrow. I'm talking about on the course of 100 days, like, maybe you'll change your life completely. 1% better every single day. Make it a non-negotiable. Literally make it a non-negotiable. And to go off that 1% better thing, make a realistic no matter what list every day. What I mean by a no matter what list, for me personally, I don't really like go out and drink and party and do all those things anymore. But if I do, I have a promise to myself. If I wake up the next day, I still have to create content for you guys. I'm still going to go to the gym. I'm still going to eat healthy. And I'm still going to show up for the people around me no matter freaking what. And sometimes, because I just have that no matter what to-do list, like, I have to get that done because it's taking care of me, there are times I will decline going out because I know I need to take care of myself and I have a no matter what to-do list tomorrow. And if whatever I'm doing is going to interfere with that, I'm not going to do it. Or if I am going to do it, I am going to reap some consequences of being tired and a little more sluggish while doing these things. But I have this no matter what to-do list because, for one, it helps me stay aligned with my goals and what I'm doing. And second, I'm getting shit done, no matter the circumstance. So yes, sometimes your no matter what to-do list will interfere with life, but sometimes you have to weigh out the options of, okay, is this one little party gonna be fun for me tonight? And will I be able to maintain like my daily life tomorrow? Because you're gonna start looking at it as like, okay, is this party worth me being tired and sluggish tomorrow and having to still do my no matter what to-do list? Because I know if I don't get that like no matter what to-do list done, I'm going to feel like crap emotionally, mentally, physically. Like, I'm just going to feel like crap. I just am. It kind of helps keep me in check and aware of what I need to do at all times. Because like my no matter what to-do list is just eating healthy, making sure I'm showing up on social media, because you guys have helped me so freaking much, and I hope to do the same for you. To get ready every single day, because when you feel ready, you look ready, you're ready to take on the world. I have those small little things that I have to do every single day, and if something will impede on that, I'm not gonna do it. And honestly, my no matter what to-do list, as long as it's realistic, you have to keep it realistic, keeps me in check, because I know what I need in order to feel mentally, emotionally, and physically well. And my no matter what to-do list keeps me in freaking check. And of course, life is gonna happen, okay? There's going to be times where you're taking a few steps forward and you might take a step back or two. I want you to know right now, because we're being realistic, if anything goes wrong or doesn't go in the way that you thought it would, you need to still have positive self-talk. You need to know that anything that goes wrong is just redirection in the right direction, and you have to start talking to yourself more positively. When I was looking in the mirror every single day, looking at myself and affirming, hey, I am ugly, guess what? I felt ugly. When I was sitting there calling myself annoying, I was just validating myself in my brain that, hey, I'm annoying, so maybe just shut up and don't say anything, and then I don't assert myself. When anything would go wrong, I'd be like, it's a mistake, I'm a mistake. All of this is a mistake. I'm going to quit whatever I'm doing. I'm tossing it out the window, doing all that. Don't do that negative self-talk stuff. And I know like when you're in that mind space of doing negative self-talk all the time, it feels like there's no way you're going to flip that. But I promise you, you have to force it. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. When you look in the mirror and you like have the first thought of being like, oh, I'm so ugly. Instead, even though you might not feel it yet, be like, no, I'm beautiful because of this. Give yourself a reason. Just find a silver lining in it and try your best to talk to yourself positively. You aren't gonna feel it. Like, you aren't going to feel it first and then think it. You have to think it first and then you will feel it. Perception is literally everything. The way you perceive things controls how you feel. So if you are perceiving yourself as ugly and keep telling yourself that, yeah, you're going to feel ugly. If you keep telling yourself that I'm lazy, I can't do that, yeah, you are going to be lazy probably. If you keep telling yourself that you can't do something, you're most likely not going to do something, because you are perceiving that way in your mind, so then you start to feel that way and make it real. You need to start being a little more positive with yourself. Again, you're not going to feel like that at first. You aren't. But until you change this, your feelings are not going to change, and you have to force it. So even if you're looking in the mirror every day and feeling as ugly as ever, you look in the mirror every single day and like, okay, I'm pretty. Like, I'm beautiful. Eventually, over time, because you keep doing it, and as long as you like in your brain know you are trying your best to have positive self-talk and letting it be what it is, you are not going to feel that way until you do those things. You have to start talking to yourself more positively, because your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs do not change until this does. The world around you does not change until this does. The people around you does not change until this does. And sometimes you gotta force that. You're not going to feel motivated to do it. You're not going to one day wake up and it's just gonna change. You literally have to force it upon yourself. And I'm saying this to you because I wish that it wasn't this way, but you have to fake it until you make it. As someone with BPD, you literally have to fake it till you make it. And literally fake it. Fake it, fake it, fake it, fake it. I hate to say that, but it's so true, because that is literally how I did it. I faked being happy until I became happy. I'd walk around like, I'm so depressed. Like, in the back of my mind, I'd be like, I'm feeling depressed. But like, I know that if I just try to bring a smile to my face, it's going to send these like, whatever. I'm not a doctor. I know that if I bring like a smile to my face, it sends some kind of hormone to your brain to like trick you into being happy. So, but I might have felt depressed at the time, but I was walking around like, I want to be happy so bad that I'm going to fake being happy until it's happening. And I did that. And I would treat myself in ways that someone that I believe would be happy. And I would do things for myself that would like make me happy and feel happy. Even though I wasn't happy and I didn't feel like I deserved it, I just acted like I did. And then all of a sudden, what do you think hit me upside the head? Because I acted what I wanted, I started to become that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you have to play the part first in order to become the part. Hopefully you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. There is no amount of motivation. There is no stable enough. And there's no feeling ready enough. You just have to do the damn thing. You just have to do your 1% better every single day. And over time, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs will change with you. You can get out of freeze, but you need to force it. You need to force it. 1% better every day, which over 100 days, 1% add up to 100%. So just keep doing your 1% better. Keep doing the dang things, and you're very much capable. Because waiting on them isn't going to make anything change. Waiting on them is not going to make someone knock on your door and tell you how to change. Waiting on any goal or any feeling state is not going to come. It's not. It's not happening. You have to change this for everything else to follow. You might have to fake that feeling in order to get what you want. But change will not happen until you change. Until you physically start changing. The mental, the goals, all those things won't come until you do it. And I just want to share that with you because I want to share a realistic idea of like change. Because a lot of people think that you just wake up one day and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to change. I want to just stop doing whatever bad behaviors I'm doing. I want to start this brand new goal and stuff like that. Like, people think like you really wake up feeling that way, and that's not what happens. And waiting around on those things to happen, it's not going to happen. It's just not. And I'm being real with you because at least that happened for me. If I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. But personally for me, change did not happen until I changed, and nothing about me changed until I kept at this over time. You can't wait on things to make you feel better. You have to make you feel better, because at the end of the day, the only person that's going to do that for you is you. I hate to be so real. I hate to be so raw, but I'm going to be honest. No one ever came knocking on my door saying, I'm going to help you. This is the way to make yourself feel better. There was no amount of medication that literally made me feel better. It was my habits and what I was doing. And I'm not saying that medication won't make you feel better. I'm not trying to tell you not to take medication. If you are advised by a medical professional, which I am not, reminder, I'm just a girl yapping on the internet. If a medication makes you feel better, do it, because sometimes it helps you be able to change your habits and stuff for you to change. But at the end of the day, there is not a magic pill. There's not a magic person. There's not a magic anything that's going to make you change. You have to make you change. And that's just the reality of it. And I don't want you to be blindsided and waiting like I was for years and years and years for it to get better, when I realized that responsibility is on me and that change is in my hands and I am capable of it. Because hey, the next person's capable of it, so you are too. I just wanted to make this episode because I know a lot of people don't talk about freeze. They don't talk about like how they get better. There's like, no one ever talks about the like waiting to get better period. And like, it really, really sucks. Like, I'm telling you, my entire life was this whole waiting game, and I don't want you to be stuck in it. And if you are stuck in it right now, I want to help you get out of it. So hopefully I gave you some tips and tricks that did help you in this video and in this podcast. And if I did, let me know in the comments down below. If you had an aha moment, I would appreciate if you left a review on podcast, because I don't have any yet. And I think you should be my first review. I don't want to pressure you into it. If you don't want to, you don't want to. But like, hey, come be my first review and I'll remember you forever. Hey, but that's your choice. That's your choice if you want to make. I don't know. I hope this podcast made you feel better, because that's all I ever want to do, is make you feel better and help people learn from a place that I've literally learned from before, because I just know how hard it is, and I don't want you to be stuck there. I don't want you to be stuck in that. I don't want you to go through what I went through. I don't want you to feel the things that I felt, and hopefully I can do so, or at least reach one person. I really hope. And again, I just want to thank you guys for helping me instill in me that I am capable of doing all the things that I want to do. I'm capable of any change that I want to make. Giving me a space to be vulnerable about this stuff, because like, you have no idea how much it helps me, and I genuinely really, really hope to do the same for you. Accountability is such a huge part of this process, and I just want you guys to know that you guys have held me accountable in so many ways, in such a good, positive way in my life, that I hope I can do the same for you. I know I'm just like a girl on the internet, but just know that like, accountability is so freaking important. If you're going through something like this, please reach out to somebody around you to hold yourself, to help hold you accountable, to have somebody to talk to just know that you are not alone, because you guys do that for me. And I do have like people in my life that I like are like in my actual real life and not like the internet that hold me accountable. And it is extremely helpful. And I don't know, I want you guys to have the same, because this didn't happen to me overnight. I built this life and I want to help you guys build this life as well. Talking about things that aren't talked about enough is definitely already hard enough. So make sure that you have someone in your life that you can confide these things in and trust, because a lot of these things people go through, they just don't talk about it enough. If you can start the conversations and just talk about these things, you're going to make other people feel less alone. You'll start to feel less alone. And just, I don't know, it's just like snowball effect. Same thing with like the 1% better. Like, just over time, like, you'll realize, like, hey, I'm a little more normal than what I think and how I feel right now. Make sure you have an accountability system in your life, people that you can reach out to and trust, because, again, the accountability is so important just for the simple fact of realizing, like, you are not alone and there's so many other people in the world going through it. And it helps you stay on the right track, because you aren't crazy, so you're not going to do crazy stuff in order to not feel crazy. Hold yourself accountable. Have people in your life that hold you accountable, and have people in your life that you can trust, because it is literally so important. People need people, no matter who you are. You can sit there and be like, I don't need anyone. Yes, you do. People just need people, okay? It's not a good feeling to feel alone. I don't know. Make sure you have people in your life you can talk to these things about. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. I hope you took something away from this. If you did, make sure to comment that down below. Make sure you're subscribing so you're not missing an episode every single week. If you're listening on Apple or Google Podcasts, make sure that you're downloading these episodes. It helps me out so freaking much. So, so, so much, especially since I'm a newer podcast. Thank you guys for being my people. Thank you for holding me accountable. I love you guys more than anything in the world. And until next week, I love you guys.